James Mulvihill, manager of FC United's women's team, joins us now. And first things first, satisfied?
Yeah, after this, the second half performance, I think we were good. You might have seen me after the first half, I was a little bit frustrated. I didn't feel like we played how we were supposed to play. No disrespect against Salford, like, we just weren't playing our game, like the style of football. We could have squared about five goals in the first half and we were shooting, but I think that's down to players trying to get on the score sheet, trying to prove themselves. They've got an opportunity today, so I can't hate on them for that. But all in all, we finished well, which is positive.
We'll come back to our team in a second, but just to talk about Salford United, young team. But we've given the player of the match their goalkeeper.
Quality.
If you had a development squad, wow, she'd be first on your list, wouldn't
100%.
She?
100%. I just said to her, I said, you're actually the best player on the pitch, like including our team. I thought she was quality. We were almost disrespectful to them in terms of, oh, we'll just shoot and score. And the keeper early on, I was like, mate, she's saving everything. Stop it. Like, square it back. Take your chances, but the keeper will call it. And young team, like you say, they've put two under-18s teams together last year, made a first senior season. So fair play to them. They're a good staff, good group of girls, and I wish them the best this year.
We're going to have to troll through the record books with regards to Olivia Smith.
It's got to be the fastest hat-trick.
Five-minute hat-trick.
Certainly, I mean, a contender.
We do think there might be some candidates who've scored.
Chess battle, perhaps.
Potentially, we'll have to, that's one for you, that,
yeah.
Paul.
Yeah, so Paul's going to work that out. But how satisfied are you with that second half performance? I mean, Salford were coming back into it towards the end of the first half.
Yeah, they had a good spell, yeah.
Yeah, but then you brought Reeves and O'Gara on, and that was pretty much it then, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think for me personally, I wanted to get everyone minutes because of the way the fixtures are lining up. We're missing fixtures. As much as you'd like to give kind of some players 90 minutes in these games, we can't have first starting players not play for 3 weeks. It's so we had to balance it. I was happy. I wasn't happy how we finished the game in the first half. I was pretty blunt in the changing rooms about what I wanted to see. I wanted to see cutbacks and goals. That's what we've been working on. And we saw it. We saw it in the second half. I think Olivia scored, apart from the one she slotted nice, so just cutbacks, nice, easy goals, which is what you want.
So through to the next round.
Yep.
You've already mentioned the fact that you want to do what FC United have done before when we've been at this level, and that's to get as much silverware as we can.
Yep.
So we wait and see. Thank you, James, for joining us. I mean, that's a good run out. Yeah. You've rotated the squad. We should say Stopford scored on a debut. You must be happy with that.
Yeah,
as well.
buzzing for Paige. It's been tough to get her into the squad. She's still young. She's still developing. She's definitely one for the future for me. Like, it's just about convincing her that she's still 16. She's a young girl. Like, it's going to take a few years before we get her into a first team starting player. But I'm buzzing with Paige. Like, she's developing nicely.
What development squad we're going to have here?
Oh yeah, it's going to be crazy.
And like I said, keep an eye on that Salford keeper.
Definitely,
James. A big thank you for joining us, mate, and congratulations again.